Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsmead, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I am Pumim Gidlana, and I have the pleasure of being joined at the fair by the phenomenal Nozibele Mayaba. Nozibele Mayaba is a HIV activist, internationally recognized podcaster, speaker, and TV host. She recently partnered with Jacaranda FM and East Coast Radio to launch a youth podcast, Don't Hold Back, Say It Loud. Her TV show, hashtag Yes I Have HIV on Honey, DSTV channel 173, has helped many to disclose their HIV statuses to their loved ones. It's currently on its second season. Hello, Nozibele, and welcome to our studio.
Hi, Mpumi. Thank you so much for having me.
How's the day going so far?
Amazing. I love the scenery. I've been meeting all sorts of, you know, authors, and we've been connecting over our books. I have my son and my husband here, so it's really great.
Oh, it sounds like an eventful and fun day. And I think this is your second festival this year.
Yes, yes. So the first one was Franschhoek, and that was incredible. And this one, I can't believe how full it is. I thought it was going to be like a couple of people, but it's our whole festival.
We're just going to get right into it, and I'm going to throw a question that you might not expect.
Sure.
What was the last book you read?
Now I forgot the name of it. But it's from Busisekile Khumalo.
Sunshine,
it was good. It was so good. I actually just met her now. I wasn't happy about the ending, and I was actually like confronting her about it. I was like, I can't believe you. You made me sleep at 2 a.m. in the morning for that ending. So yeah, that her latest book was the last one I read.
Great. And what do you think you'll be reading next? Do you know?
Her second book, the sequel, like the follow-up from that book, but it's only coming out in July. But I am excited to pick up a couple of books from our local authors. I'm a huge fan of Angela. I'm a huge fan, of all our local authors. So I'll be picking up a couple of books from the festival.
That's wonderful. I actually can't wait to chat about to you later on and hear what you've read, what, you know, you've experienced with the books.
Sure.
You're at this year's festival chatting about your latest book, Positively Me. It feels strange to try and ask you to summarize this account in about 5 minutes. Mm. But can you tell us more about what your book is about?
So the book was inspired by my HIV diagnosis almost 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just a journey of self-discovery and overcoming all the challenges that I experienced throughout the journey. And I just document how, you know, at some point I did feel alone because I'd hid my status from my family for 6 years until I had the courage to disclose to my mom in 2019. But as I was writing the book also, there was a lot where I felt I needed to actually go back. There was a part of me that I felt I didn't know myself, right? I didn't know where, you know, my mom grew up, how I was growing up, you know, some of the complexities also that she had faced and how it influenced how she parented my brother and I. I talk about, you know, the relationship that I had with my absent father and how it influenced sort of, you know, the person that I am personality-wise, how I think as well. I'll make an example how my personality is somehow over the top. I take that, you know. I walk into a room, you want to be acknowledged, you want to be seen, you want to feel that you're there. Because there was a sense of, you know, where I felt I was not acknowledged and recognized where I wanted it the most. So like you now make it your mission to make sure that you are recognized everywhere else. But yeah, also the journey post diagnosis regarding, you know, now I'm married to an HIV positive partner. How was that journey to motherhood? And yeah, it's different. Yeah, that's why I say I think one of the first pages on the book is may you find yourself parts of you in my journey. Lovely. And yeah, that's what it basically covers.
Thank you so much. I mean, I've read your book personally, but I think that was, you just summed up your book so well, and I hope it really encourages anybody who's listening to like run to their nearest bookstore ASAP. You've told your story with gut-wrenching honesty. You are vulnerable, and you literally just walk us through your journey of what it means to live and love beyond HIV.
Yeah.
What was it like writing this whole account?
It was it was interesting. I loved, you know, going back once again to my roots. But it was, I'll be very honest, it was also painful. Mm. I didn't realize that there were parts of vulnerability that were still there. I'll even make a silly example. So towards us, you know, finishing everything up and putting it together, my publisher came to me and said, oh yeah, so we spoke to the legal department. There may be parts of the story that we need to, you know, cover or change a bit, because obviously we need to make sure people that knew you back then are not able to pinpoint exactly who you're speaking about when it comes to my former partner.
Yeah.
And I got so angry and I was like, I can't believe 11 years later, mm-hmm. I have to still protect this person. And I felt like I was very generous,
yeah.
You know, in terms of how, you know, I made sure, you know, I use a fake name and all of those things. So that made me, it actually made me realize, Bennett, there is definitely years later a part where there is, maybe I would say there's a part of me that hasn't healed.
Yes.
But it's fine for me to acknowledge because, I mean, healing is a process. There's no end point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a mixture of emotions. There was points where I was also overwhelmed, you know, talking about my mom and some of the and the relationship that we still have. You know, I felt to some degree, you know, mama pushed me a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel some kind of way about it. So documenting all of that was triggering.
Yes.
It was triggering. But I'm happy that I did it because usually the type of person that I am, I tend to, cover things under the carpet,
yeah.
You know. So it was an opportunity for me to reflect. And yeah, encourage me more that healing is a process. So continue going to therapy.
I love that. And it's so true. I think sometimes, you know, we go through life and we just like, I've dealt with that.
No.
7 years later, if I see this person in the middle of the road, it'd be like, oh, whatever, I'll be fine.
And no.
Actually, it just brings back all those emotions. You go back into that
absolutely.
Time and it's just, yeah. So, I mean, I really commend you.
Thank you.
And I know it must have not been easy. And yeah, it's just incredible that you actually take us on this journey with you. You have a panel later on today.
Yes.
And it's called The Mother Wound.
Yeah.
Colleen Higgs, My Mother, My Madness, talks about parents-related pain. With Mushatadi Lihlomela, The Girl Who Survived Her Mother, Lisa Lazarus, Flight of the Dancer, and yourself. Do you want to speak briefly about this topic?
Yeah, so, hey, it's something that I started sharing a lot, even on my social media platforms. I am someone who actually loves just talking about things that we are supposedly not supposed to talk about, right? Because I feel like we should be talking about these things. We are suffering in silence.
Yes.
And these things should be addressed. So usually, you know how it's we've come to accept that it's normal for a father to be absent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing out of the ordinary. But we don't talk also about some of the pain that we experience from our own mothers, right? So as I said earlier on, having to tell my mom's story of how she lost her parents quite young, got married very young to find some kind of stability, then experienced physical and emotional abuse from her in-laws because they thought she could not have children. Then moving into another town, meeting my dad, finding out that my dad, you know, was married, but still proceeded to have, you know, a relationship with him and had my brother and I. So now being branded as the other kids, you know, from the other woman. And I didn't realize how, although she never said it or she'll never say it, Omama is probably still hurting from a lot of things that she has gone through. And she has bled also on us in terms of how she raised us.
Yeah.
I'll talk about me because obviously I can only talk from my own experience and my brother can on his own account. With me, now there is some kind of empathy and understanding that why she pushed me hard, because I think she saw herself within me, and she wanted to make sure that I don't end up in a situation that was similar to hers.
Yeah.
So whatever you can, just make sure that you get educated, you become top of your class, you go to university, you study, get a job, you're independent, you can take care of yourself. But in the process, she now developed this young girl that had self-esteem issues,
right.
Because I felt like I was never enough, 100%. That I could never do something enough. There was also, I feel, I mean, this is only once again from my own perspective, probably a sense of also jealousy that this is exactly what I wanted to achieve with my own life. However, I did not have the opportunities to do so. Now I'm literally living her dream
exactly
in front of her.
Mm.
Understandably, that should make her feel some kind of way and why she would react the way she has in some instances. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, and I don't want to sit here and lie and say, oh, but it's so great that you can talk these things out and pave the way forward. I still wish I could have a conversation with the mom and actually tell her how I feel. But it's one of those things where I'm like, yo, okay, I don't think I could be afforded the opportunity to do so, even if I had to ask. Mama is in what, she's 75, she turned 75 recently. I mean, she's set on her own ways. What she knows is what she thinks is right. So it still hurts me. And I realize how triggering it was and how painful it was when I got pregnant as I was about to give birth and right after birth. When I started now thinking about the kind of mother that I wanted to be, and it was so triggering for me. I was angry. I was so angry, and I just did not know how to express it. And I was like, I'm angry because I realized that there's just some things that I've not dealt with,
yeah,
particularly when it comes to a relationship that I have with a mom. And now I'm literally being like, I'm about to be a mom. What kind of mom am I going to be?
Yeah.
And those were some of the questions that I had, and I was panicking. I don't want to bleed.
Exactly.
Right. And there's something that I said in Franchuk as well, that it would really be tragic if having gone through what I've gone through and then also become the kind of mother that Ulumi needs to heal from. Yeah. I don't want that.
That's powerful.
I don't want that. So I'm constantly conscious of how, like, who am I as a mom?
Yes.
I'm constantly conscious what I say, how I behave, how present I am. I'm constantly reflecting. It's a journey.
Sure. It is a journey.
Yeah. Right? So I
feel like you're walking it well. You're walking
it some days.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But generally, I think the one thing I'm very happy about is at least there's no sadder situation than someone who's not aware of themselves.
Yes,
that's the most dangerous place to be in. So I think the one thing I'm happy about is that at least I'm aware. I'm aware of my surroundings. Absolutely. I'm aware of situations. I'm aware of myself. So I think that's a good direction in continuing to evolve into the best person I can be.
And I think like it's so great that it happened, you know, before you even became a mother, like right before, because sometimes it takes people longer to get to that point of realization and acknowledgement and trying, you know, to manage, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really incredible. You are a wonderful mom.
Oh,
so keep being you.
Thank you.
Don't be too hard on yourself. Mm. Everything will work out. You're great.
Thank you.
You know? What's next for Nozi? I mean, yeah, can you tell us?
Okay, a couple of things on the pipeline, but things that I'm just putting it out there. You know, the Bible says, put these things on paper and you shall see them coming through. So I'm working with a couple of TV productions. There was something on the pipeline, particularly when it comes to mothers and daughters. But we're still planning that out in terms of how that's going to play out. Continuing with my podcast, Don't Hold Back with Jacaranda FM and East Coast Radio and DW. And possibly a proposal to see how we can turn Positively Me in a more visual way. You never know. I'm putting it out there in the universe. They often say put it out in the universe. You never know what might happen. So I'm putting it out there.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. You are a game changer. You're a visionary. You're just somebody everyone like needs to be talking about. Thank you to everybody for listening. Go out there and purchase Nozi's books at all good bookstores.